When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside my brothers Chris and James, both to my sides, my name is Ryan. We have a game to talk about, gentlemen. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that promo code THPN the next time you are there. Thank you to them for always being our sponsor, as they have been for the past 3.5 years. We were live. Me and James were on the THPN YouTube channel. And if you want to go and watch our reaction as we watch the game, it's there at THPN is the name of the account. And unfortunately, it is in a negative way. Dallas Stars lose by a final score of 4-3 tonight to the Vegas Golden Spleens. I guess we'll start calling them. Anyways, guys, as we discuss this game, let's get to just your initial thoughts, just first things that come to your mind coming out of this game tonight.
I mean, what else did you expect? One goal game came down to the wire. I didn't expect the Knights to be that good right off the bat. Didn't expect Stone to be that good right off the bat. Didn't expect Petra to be that good right off the bat. That kind of proves what everybody thought about their injuries, that maybe they were healthy a little bit earlier than they said, but whatever. But that game is exactly how this entire series is going to go. I mean, it's going to be a one-goal slugfest. It's going to come down to the wire. And today, the biggest deal for me is the Stars outplayed Vegas today and lost the game. You can't do that. You're not going to outplay Vegas very many times, even if you're a better team, which I think that we are. So it's a missed opportunity tonight is the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah, and really a lot of it for me comes from not starting on time. I mean, the Stars had a very rough early first period. First half of that first period just was pretty atrocious, and special teams did not help them either. I mean, special teams tonight was this one thing that we should have over the Golden Knights that was very much not the case tonight.
So let's get into a couple of things, because we're already getting some comments in the compliments section over there on Facebook and also on YouTube, and we'll get to them eventually. But the first one I do want to bring up is the refs. And here,
man,
here's
right off the bat, Ryan.
Well, and here's the reason why, and because people and you could hear it from the American Airlines Center crowd. You're going to be more frustrated with the refs, especially in a playoff game like this. There were some questionable calls made on both sides, I would argue. They were not good, in my own opinion. And the thing that hacked me off the most was the play where it looked like the Stars were going to have a scoring chance. It was one of the few scoring chances and off the rush that they had had in the third period, and they called it offside, and it very clearly, it wasn't obviously offside at all. That's a play that you let go, you let develop, and then if they score a goal, then they can go back and review it. But here's the other thing. Sorry, James. Is we can get mad at the refs as much as we want, but the thing is the Stars can only control what they can control. You look at the special teams, that's the difference in the game. Vegas had 2 goals right off the bat on their power play. Dallas did not. When did they have the power play? Not even a minute into the first period, Sam still takes a high sticking penalty. You can't do that. You can't put yourself in a position like that where you're going to have to chase for the rest of the game, which is exactly what they did for the rest of the game. So that's my biggest thing coming out of this game tonight. I'll let y'all talk now. Sorry.
Yeah, the offside one was really weird to me because the ref signaled that it was onside and then blew it dead. So not sure what he was thinking there, but regardless, the Stars got, they have to find a way to win regardless of what the refs are calling. They had power play chances too that they did not convert on, and they should have done better on their penalty kills and didn't. Maybe the Mark Stone one, I give them a little bit of a pass for because that tip was disgusting. But the second one, someone's got to follow him to the front of the net off the faceoff like that. You can't just give that to him.
Yeah, that was way too easy, that second one for sure. And for a team that prides itself on special teams, they didn't just lose, they got destroyed. I mean, 0-for-2 on the power play and not even a whole minute for the Vegas Golden Knights to score two power play goals. That's awful. If we're going to actually talk about the refs, though, the refs were terrible. How does that Mason Marchment call get made in a playoff game? And then we go the entire second half of the game where the Stars dominate and not one call is made. You could have called, Logan Stankoven could have drawn four on his own. All right, that's all I'm going to talk about it. I'm done. No more refs.
Yep. Okay, so moving on from there, another couple of things, and it's, I don't know if you could call it an excuse or just pointing out the facts, but Motto over here, you could tell the Stars hadn't played in nearly a week. Still think it's crazy that we were playing game one with two other game twos already in progress. We'll talk about the second half of that in just a second, but I mean, it is a fact. The Stars played one game last week, and it was on Wednesday against the St. Louis Blues, where it was completely pointless. Literally, the only thing they did was they went to overtime and they clinched the conference. That's the only thing that was successful about that game. But on the flip side of that, it's the playoffs, man. You can't make that excuse. If you try to use that as an excuse, you know that this team is going to be coming after you. That you're the best team in the conference. Vegas is trying to prove that they don't care if they're, $13 million over the cap or whatever it is. They're going to come after you, and they did, and the Stars weren't ready.
Yeah, and that's I wouldn't really even blame that on the lack of games. Yeah, that kind of sucks coming down the stretch to be so cold, but this is Dallas's MO for the past 2 years now. I mean, game one, they get punched in the face. That's exactly what happens every single time. And it happened again.
Pretty regularly.
The Stars are going to have to respond just like they did last season. I mean, get punched in the mouth, punch them right back. And I expect to see it. And what sucks more about this one is it wasn't like we got dominated this game. We played better for the majority of this hockey game. You can't let those slip. You can't let them slip. This team is too good.
And I don't know if you remember last year. I mean, like you said, it's the same thing. We had a better game one overall than the Wild last year, and we found a way to lose that game. It's just tends to happen with this Stars team, and they got to fight through it again. They're making it harder on themselves before they even get out of the running block.
I'll go back to a couple more comments here in a second, but one thing I did want to talk about is it didn't feel like, from a hockey god standpoint, from a puck luck standpoint, that the Stars had it in their favor tonight. That just it just felt like, and the only thing we had going for us was that third goal that Mason Marchment scored.
Yeah, that one was pretty big, though. I mean, right, he shot it from the corner of the offensive zone with no danger, and Thompson just let it in. That's a pretty big gift right there.
Okay, but when you look at the amount of puck luck, the amount of puck luck that Vegas had tonight, I mean, the 2-on-1, how is that possible that Pietrangelo just happens to stick his second skate up in the air just a little bit to get it deflected? How about at the end of the game that they are just barely able to get their stick on the puck and it gets away from Jamie Benn, who basically could have had an open net in order to score the game tying goal with less than 2 seconds remaining in the game? How is it so lucky that the fourth goal for the Vegas Golden Knights, which ends up being the game winner, is a flutter puck, just like the Mason Marchment one, Chris, but Otter couldn't even see it because Amir Heiskanen being in front of him. So,
I mean,
what are the
chances? You'd call traffic in front as a big deal.
It felt like we had a little bit of puck luck. This was ours. And then here's the Vegas Golden Knight. It wasn't fair.
And the other thing that you could point out now is also the goaltending. I mean, you can't blame Otter for like three of the four, but the second one's his fault. And the fourth one, sometimes you have to fight through traffic. Thompson did it multiple times tonight. He fought through traffic and found a save. That's what he did. Otter did not do that for us at all.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Otter was bad tonight, but he definitely got beat. Thompson beat him for sure.
Beat pretty well, too.
This is going to be my next talking point here. Darian with a comment. Otter definitely should have saved one of the goals that went in tonight, but the defense didn't really do much to help him either, especially on that 3-second power play goal. That was ridiculous. Yes. That was absolutely true. The one that I really did not like was the second one. I understand your reasoning behind what you're saying, James, for the fourth goal, but again, he couldn't see it, and it was a lucky puck. Let's just call it what it was. It was a floater. It was absolutely a floater, Chris. And
I mean, he's putting the puck on net with traffic second, in front. I think that's a good play.
Still, that's one that I don't blame Otter for, regardless. The second one is what bothered me because it went five hole on him, and we've seen quite a few of those beat him five hole this year that he normally hasn't allowed. So I agree with your sentiment, Chris, and the fact that he is not the reason why we lost the game. It's the special teams, but he definitely didn't help.
Yep.
So
I think we're all on the same page there.
Yep. Agreed. Okay. Let's see if we got anything else over here in the comment section. While I'm looking over here, do you guys have anything that you want to bring up that you noticed in today's game? Any player in particular that you were frustrated with that did really well? And we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but
yeah, we can go ahead and have the Vegas Golden Knight fans get their clips ready for us to complain about Stone. He is second most time on ice amongst forwards for the Vegas Golden Knights. He was cleared to start practicing 4 days ago, and he's conditioned well enough in 4 days to play 17 minutes of a playoff game, including the last minutes of the playoff game. I mean
Angelo's the same way, too. I mean, he comes in around the same time, has almost 24 minutes of ice time tonight. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I think most people believe that they were healthy long before they said that they were. But for anyone who doubted, I mean, there's your proof right there. You don't have that much time on ice with 4 days of conditioning. That's not a thing. Maybe it's not against the rules, but I mean, you're definitely misreporting and lying about your injury, saying you're still injured when you're literally conditioning and keeping yourself ready to go. I mean, whatever. It's in the rules. So the rules
it's within. Change. It's within the rules, and here's the thing, guys, is I'm just not going to talk about it during the series, to be completely honest with you, because, again, just like the refs were bad, the puck luck was against us here tonight, it's just stuff out of our control. You have to take things the way that they are, the way that they are given to you. Yes. Is it stupid that the Dallas Stars, as the number one seed in the Western Conference, have to play a team who had three guys on LTIR that magically are able to play for game one? Absolutely. That is a fair argument to say. You are allowed to be upset about that. It is what it is, guys. The Stars, with those guys in the lineup for the Vegas Golden Knights, are better than the Vegas Golden Knights. They are. The best version of this team did not show up tonight. That is the thing. We came out flat. We came out rusty. Took a really bad penalty early on. And, you know, our special teams didn't do us any favors. There are things you have to look at in your own team's game before you go and look at a different factor within the game, if that makes any sense. Take care of the things that you can control. Don't go on the power play or on the penalty kill right off the bat in game one of the biggest playoff series that you've probably had since 1999.
I'm not saying that's why we lost. I'm saying Mark Stone's a liar and the Vegas Golden Knights are liars. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, thank you for clarifying, Chris.
Like, yeah, we still got to play the team that's on the ice, but they also lied and they suck.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odd boosts, and so much more. Just some interesting series winner props here for you for the playoffs. Stars right now are at a minus 140, which makes them a slight favorite. But if you look at some of the others, the Rangers at a heavy favorite at minus 450. And then even the Carolina Hurricanes at a minus 340. So some very interesting series winner playoff series props there for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
And if we're going to talk about players who we're kind of frustrated with, I was really frustrated with Dadonov tonight. I mean, he's on that fourth line. He's the most skilled player on that fourth line, I would argue, pretty easily. And he has no shots on the night. And he was passing everything away all night long, had chances close, in tight, just didn't get it on net ever. I mean, it was same story in the one game he played before the playoffs. He's passing too much. He's got to shoot. I mean, had he not got hurt, I mean, he could have gotten 20 goals this year, I think. And you can't pass away all these opportunities when you should be the dude on that line scoring.
Yeah. And if you want to see what a player who's been hurt for a long time looks like when they come back after not being conditioned, it's what Dadonov looked like. There's your comparison.
Pushed around all night long.
Yeah. And I mean, who could blame him? He played for a week before this. So that's what it looks like.
And only got in one game where everybody else around him is conditioned up for the playoffs, and the intensity is immediately upped. That is a huge mental hurdle for him.
It's a tough spot to be put in, and it was an interesting call from DeBoer to start the game. And it's because, I think, mainly because of the history between those two guys, and just DeBoer trusts him. I mean, he said as much in the pregame. It's easy to trust a guy you've been playing with or been coaching for 5-6 years.
So what now we've kind of complained about the Vegas Golden Knights. We've complained about the Stars and their lack of being able to get to the net front and stuff like that. But you also have to give credit to the Vegas Golden Knights and what they did tonight. I mean, they played the perfect road playoff hockey game that you can think of, right?
Agreed.
There were very few second and third opportunities. Anytime there was a rush chance, it seemed to kind of flutter away. When they had it, we had a couple that we had, but we got nothing off of those rush chances. And when we did, it was only like one or two goals, I think, tonight that we scored off the rush. And the thing that frustrated me more than anything was, and it's not the Stars' fault, I think, well, maybe a little bit, but more so how Vegas was playing. They were blocking shots like crazy. They were getting in passing lanes. They were getting in shooting lanes. It didn't matter like how it was or what was going on. Vegas played very, very well in the defensive structure that they were trying to use against the Dallas Stars.
And honestly, if Vegas is going to play that way, you need to slap the puck a little harder. I mean, that's not a trying to injure people. That is, if you slap the puck that hard, it's going to hurt, and they're going to think twice about blocking it next time. That is something that you can punish in game one of a series.
Yeah. And it's kind of shocking how well they play defensively against the Stars in the second half of this game. The shots in the second and third period were 7 for Vegas, 19 for Dallas. And it was 1-1 in that stretch. That's crazy. And the one that went in for Dallas was flukiest, luckiest goal we'll see all series. I mean, that's some impressive defense from Vegas. They were really keeping the Stars to the perimeter. And like you said, Ryan, they're doing a great job clearing everything out. That there's no chance for Ben or Pavelski to mop up any gravy. There was no gravy. It was gone.
And speaking of gravy, that you're exactly right, Chris. It's not like the rebounds were terrible. I mean, he had a couple of bad rebounds, but Vegas was getting to the rebounds before the Dallas Stars were. That's really the what kind of was the difference.
And that's something that the third line actually did really well. They got in Thompson's face and they got a couple of chances there. They didn't get the execution that they wanted, but there were quite a few times where they got the rebound in close and got it on, and Thompson just made a good save.
The other thing that was a little frustrating about tonight's game was the fact that we'll talk JT Minozzi's comment. I apologize if I butchered your name, JT. Thoughts on Harley and the first line, thought they all had rough nights. I think Harley, he got a little bit better as the game went, but he still had a rough game overall. The first line had their opportunities, but they weren't even the best line in the game tonight, guys. James, you mentioned it. That third line, Jamie Benn was ridiculous tonight. That's he wants the Stanley Cup and does not want to lose against this team.
Yeah, I mean, really with Harley, I think most of his issues was turnovers in his own end. Other than that, I thought his game looked fine. He skated really well with the puck. He had great keep plays on the power play when he got the chance. But it was really the defensive turnovers that really was a big thing that Vegas was exploiting throughout the entire game too. I mean, it was constantly, it felt like if he touched the puck in his own end and he had to make a pass, it was Vegas's puck every time.
Yeah, I agreed. I thought he played well, but he had 2, 3, 4 maybe really bad turnovers.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at some other comments over here real quick. Jamie Benn line was best line by a mile by Ardell over here. SPF hockey fan, Vegas plays well with the lead. Stars can't go down by 2.
Yeah,
I think they can. This is a different NHL nowadays, but obviously tonight that is absolutely true.
I mean, Vegas dominated that lead. I can't believe how well that they held it. I didn't think they would. I mean, they started that at the end of that second period. I said, we play the same way in the third. No way they're going to hold on to it. Played the exact same way they held on to it. I mean, I'm honestly really shocked by that Vegas was able to do that, and it was impressive.
Motto with a comment, Robo had a good game. Ardell, stanky leg was all heart too. Our sister Casey, yeah, definitely love Stankoven's contributions. Joe Baker, yeah. Miro seemed to get pushed around a lot.
Stankoven was surprisingly good today, I thought. I mean, I figured first playoff game, obviously he's a smaller guy. We just hope he doesn't get rocked the first game, probably, is what I was thinking. And he does way more than that. He was pushing the physicality at points. And I mean, really showing off his skill, especially on the primary assist he got after stealing the puck from Stone. I mean, that's exactly what he needs to do. He was driving the play tonight, which was shocking to me. I thought he would take a couple of games to settle in.
Yeah. It's really nice to just have Stankoven come in and he's still there. I mean, translated perfectly from his regular season play to playoff play. It looks the exact same.
Yep.
Do we see any changes into the lineup for game 2 on Wednesday, guys?
Is probably in. Smith is probably in. You might still see Dodonov there because wanting him to settle in, but I mean, it can't hurt to throw Smith in there and get some more chances there.
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I think if he's comfortable enough to take Smith out in this first game after, I mean, that line had been together for the entire second half of the season, then I don't think he's taking him out. The Stars played well tonight. I mean, they played good enough to win this game, and they lost it. And I think he trusts Dodonov enough to want him to settle in, like you're saying, James. I don't think we see any changes next game, and I think Dodonov is still going to be in there.
Okay, anything else we need to talk about before I do some stats, and then we do biggest winner, biggest loser?
I wanted to talk about Hintz a little bit.
Okay.
pretty much a non-factor in tonight's game. I mean, no shots on goal. That's pretty unacceptable from him. That's your first line center right there. And that's someone who was huge for you in the playoffs last year. And in this first game, he's just completely invisible. I mean, Robertson felt like he was doing stupid, cute passes behind the back. But like, what is he supposed to do when his center can't do anything on the night?
Yeah, he scored a goal.
Compare that to the other team's top line center, who has two assists on the night, both gorgeous ones.
And played 20 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, Robe was flying around there. He had the wheels, but he couldn't get the puck on his stick. He couldn't shoot the puck. He couldn't carry the puck through the zone. You could see that in the 6-on-5 at the end there too. They're trying to get him the puck to feed him with full speed going into the zone, and he couldn't keep the puck on his tape. He's got to figure something out there. And Vegas is doing a good job of slowing him down as well. There's times where he's flying into the zone as F1 on the forecheck, and he's getting just little bumps from Vegas, and it's enough to throw him off just a little bit when you're going that fast. So, I mean, technically not legal, but they're getting away with it right now.
Okay, so this popped into my head, but so do we need to be more frustrated with the top line for not scoring? Probably because they're getting, you know, focused on. Or do we need to expect that third line of Johnston, Ben, and Stankoven to score more goals? Or is it like a little bit of both? Maybe the second line needs to contribute more? Who does the blame belong to, I guess?
This whole game is still all special teams. It all comes back to special teams. This game without special teams, the Stars would be dominating the whole thing pretty much.
Yeah.
So the question's stupid then that I asked, pretty much, right?
I think it's kind of moot.
Because yes.
That's a nice way of putting it, James. Thank you. That makes me feel a little better.
It's mainly special teams, and that's just the way this team has played all season, is that it's not just one line that's done it all year long. It's getting passed back and forth. So I'm not going to expect Ben Stankoven and Johnston to be the best line for the entirety of the series. Another line is going to take the mantle the next game, or maybe two games from now. So that's how this team plays. There's no reason to think that that's going to stop once the playoffs start.
Anything else or interesting stat time?
Interesting stat time.
Let's go.
Which Dallas Star are you looking at the stats, or have you already looked at them?
Already looked at them.
Okay, so I'll just say it then. It can't be a trivia question. Dallas Stars member who led in plus minus tonight. I don't think you would guess this. We had a very good game in my own opinion. The one and only non-goal scorer, Ryan Suter, with a plus two. So he leads the Stars with plus two when it comes to that. The player with the most hits tonight, again, surprising. You would not guess it. Tyler Seguin, the guy who's supposed to be injured, leads the Stars with four hits tonight.
Hurt.
Shots on goal. And injured, yes. Shots on goal tonight. This one is not really surprising based off of how we saw them play in this game. Jamie Benn was seven and probably had the most high danger scoring chances among everybody. And then also a little interesting, Mason Marchment had four shots tonight, which one of them being a goal that should have never gone in. But as for other stats, the faceoffs were not very good for the Stars tonight compared to how they normally are dominant in the faceoff dot. It seemed to be that they lost the most important faceoffs, in my opinion. We already talked about special teams like crazy. Block shots, I don't believe this. There's no way. 20-15 in favor of the Vegas Golden Knights. There's no way.
It's not a real stat. They're not really giving that stat. Block shots and hits don't count. They're not a stat.
Well, hits count a little bit, but...
No, they don't.
Especially if it's the home barn and you get out hit 55-29.
Not uncommon, though, for the Stars. That is something that you are going to see throughout the entire playoffs. This is not a team who is very physical.
That brings up one other thing that I think a lot of people were talking about that we should talk about is the net front. A lot of people were saying Vegas was dominating the net front, and that's a big reason why they scored the goals that they did, and that's fair enough. Their deflections, they definitely had the presence in the net front. The play by Hurdle is the one that really shows their physicality in front of the net. He just dominated Esa Lindell. I mean, that was a man taking on a little child. So there might need to be a little bit more physicality, at least around Jake Oettinger, just to clear people out of the way.
Mostly off of face-offs, man. I mean, they beat us to the front of the net off of every single face-off.
Yeah. So there needs to be more. And maybe it's trying not to take a penalty, trying not to take a dumb interference call. But, I mean, we got wiped out in front of their net so many times, and none of them got called. So you're going to have to start playing that way at the other end of the ice, too. I mean, especially when the guys are bigger than you most of the time. I mean, when Hurdle's barreling down there, you can chop them in half, and they're probably not going to call a penalty on you. That's hyperbole, Stars need Vegas fans.
Do the Stars need to be a little bit more physical in the next game? I know I know it's not their game, but do they need to add a little bit more of a physical element going into game two?
Only around the front of the net. You need to push back harder against their big forwards. That's the only place you need to do it. We don't need to throw extra body checks. You don't need to take three more steps to throw a hit. That's not the way the Stars win games. They haven't done it all year. There's no reason to start doing it in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a team who's going to hit. It's never been our MO the whole season, past two seasons, really. It's not going to be the MO this season either. This team's going to win by scoring three or four goals and getting good goaltending.
One last thing, and then we'll do biggest winner and biggest loser, because this was surprising to me. I was a little bit surprised at, I don't want to say the lack of intensity, but the lack of nastiness between the two teams, especially after last year and the way that it ended. And obviously also watching the rest of the games in the first round, the games that I have watched, I think I've watched every single one except the first one on Sunday morning. That was about it. And in all of those games, man, it was like after every whistle, there were little scrums that were going on, which is allowed in the playoffs more often. Did we really see that very much in the game tonight?
No. And I think a big part of that is because these teams have not played each other for 4 months.
And because of goals early. I mean, goals early will start that too. I mean, you don't have to get amped up and bring energy when a goal is scored in the first minute of the game. That's going to bring a lot of energy on its own. And when the first period has five goals, you don't really care about physicality and pushing each other as much as you do trying to get the lead back.
All right, biggest winner, biggest loser. We got to wrap this up here tonight. It's already past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. So who is y'all's biggest winner and biggest loser here tonight, guys?
Jamie Benn. There's no other answer. That is the correct answer. He was absolutely outstanding. I don't know where the heck that came from, but this guy wants a cup.
Man, if he can play like that, even for two or three more games, that would be spectacular. He's going to win some games by himself if he keeps playing that way. He's my biggest winner too. I'm not picking a different one.
He's my choice as well, to be honest with you. The captain led tonight, and he got a goal when we really needed it to kind of slash the lead in half when Vegas was up 2-0. That was a biggest one that we really needed at the right time. And unfortunately it didn't lead to a win tonight, but we definitely need that more from Jamie Benn. And from more leaders on this team, biggest loser tonight, who have you got?
It's special teams, man. I mean, I don't have any other answer. It's that lost us the game. You get one goal either direction. You kill a penalty or you get one on a power play, and we're still playing right now.
Mark Stone's spleen couldn't keep him down. Apparently he was able to ride a bike and run for the past month and a half to get his conditioning up. Very impressive.
I'm going to give mine to the special teams as well. That's the difference in the game. Honestly, you take away one of those power play goals, this game might still be going on, honestly. Okay, I think that's all we got here tonight. I'm sure there's something that we missed, and we can discuss it at another day, but anything else tonight?
Why are we starting at 9 p.m.? This is stupid.
We talked about that on the stream as well. Me and James did for a split second. We were a little hacked off at that. So
go check out the stream.
Yep. I don't know if we're going to do it again for Wednesday, but I'll have to talk to the admin at THPN, but we'll see. Anyways, guys, thank you guys for listening along and watching along if you're watching live. Guys, We've had 103 people watching us right now live after midnight.
For a loss? That is
crazy. I know, for a loss, too. Thank you, guys. Seriously, we really appreciate it. Hope we gave you at least a little bit of Stars therapy here. There's still some hope. It's just game one. We'll be back with you guys again on Wednesday. Go check out StarCastRemarks.com for all the latest info on our podcast. It's the first place you can listen to our episodes through the earphones instead of just watching it on YouTube if you want to save some data or whatever. And as always, thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Use that promo code THPN. Along with Chris, along with James, my name's Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. And we will hope for a better outcome in game 2 on Wednesday. We'll see you guys then.